50 people in Chicago were shot, and Johnson says if you see something suspicious, to say something. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The attorney for Andy Ngo, the conservative journalist who was attacked by Antifa during a protest in Portland on Saturday, says she plans to hold the city government responsible for his beating. Harmeet Dhillon tells Fox News that the city failed to keep everyone safe during the protest.
Well, the police chief is responsible for actually designing the plan and providing where the police are, but the mayor and the city leadership ultimately give the instructions to the authorities as to where they're supposed to go. Now, the situation on the ground in Portland and policing is so bad that the sheriffs of the adjoining counties have refused to send mutual aid to Portland because they don't want their own officers to be assaulted. Portland has consistently understaffed these types of incidents. There have been many incidents. This is not the first incident. And so they knew, they were aware that this was going to happen, and they did nothing to prevent it.
Portland Mayor Democrat Ted Wheeler did come out and condemn the attacks, but according to Dhillon,
his words are empty platitudes, and the Twitter ratio on that tweet represents the fact that nobody is buying it. And, you know, even liberal First Amendment lawyers are very upset about this. Journalists should not be attacked despite of their political persuasion. And Portland's Antifa runs wild. And there are other people who are injured who are not pictured in videos for their privacy. They're concerned that Antifa will target them.
Police were not seen in the video of Ngo's attack. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
I don't know. Like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and, you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to, you know, find this corner of the sky and, like, be comfortable with himself, and he's, like, fitting himself into every nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes, so.
Yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods.
Yes, yeah.
And one of them is, you know, very distant. Mm-hmm. That's what, the France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history. Mm-hmm. The next one is the 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and it was a very weird time. I was your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's yeah, Mom, Dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we overcame that challenge. And mm-hmm. I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it.
Okay.
And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from in 1972. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. Mm-hmm. They don't really reflect any.
Well, I'm sorry, they reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. Okay. Yeah, they're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we wear today.
Oh, okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So what and stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction. My co-chief of crew would be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set, and I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best set we've ever built. It's very well built, I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's got lights inside of it. It's very
cool.
It's very out there as a set.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most complex ones we've ever built. It rotates and spins, and it's all, you know, very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
And we're using lots of special effects, lots of lighting effects, like colors and other things like that, to really kind of enhance the show, I guess.
Okay.
And fog. Lots of fog.
Lots of fog. Okay. So we're kind of going into the ether. Okay. I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin right after these messages. We got magic here. I can't. We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together, having a group of folks from Hunter and Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunting, and I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunter & Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin, and I learned a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you folks come in. At her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis. Warren? I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Fristrada.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Okay, Bertha.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and I'm playing Pippin.
Oh,
I'm
you're a man. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kara Headland. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director for the show.
Okay, Ms. Enterline, you want to introduce yourself? No?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Enterline. I'm the director of the show and the drama teacher at Hunter & Central Regional High School.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show is super. All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give a, you know, a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when we get there on March 8th.
Sure. The show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son of King Charlemagne. He's the next in line to be king, and he's looking for something fulfilling in his life. He's trying to find something that will make his life worth living. And so he tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading player is kind of manipulating the storyline and bringing him on his path towards fulfillment. And he's trying to lead up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
I don't know, like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and, you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to, you know, find this corner of the sky and, like, be comfortable with himself, and he's, like, fitting himself into every nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes, so.
Yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods.
Yes, yeah.
And one of them is, you know, very distant. Mm-hmm. That's what the France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history. Mm-hmm. The next one is the 1970s, which for some of us was way back. And it was a very weird time. I was your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's Mom, Dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we overcame that challenge. And mm-hmm. I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it.
Okay.
And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from in 1972. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. Mm-hmm. They don't really reflect any.
Well, I'm sorry. They reflect the 70s, whether you
okay.
like it or not.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. So. Okay. Yeah, they're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we wear today.
Oh, okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So what and stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction. My co-chief of crew would be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set, and mm-hmm. it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best set we've ever built. It's very well built, I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's got lights inside of it. It's very
cool.
It's very out there as a set.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most complex ones we've ever built. It rotates and spins, and it's all, you know, very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
And we're using lots of special effects, lots of lighting effects, like colors and other things like that, to really kind of enhance the show, I guess.
Okay.
And fog. Lots of fog.
Lots of fog. Okay. So we're kind of going into the ether. Okay. I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin right after these messages. We got magic here. I can't. We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together. Having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin, and I learned a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you folks come in. At her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis. I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Fastrada.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Okay, Bertha.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and I'm playing Pippin.
I'm a junior. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kara Headland. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director for the show.
Okay, Ms. Enterline, you want to introduce yourself? No?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Enterline. I'm the director of the show and the drama teacher at Hunterdon Central Regional High School.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show is super. All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when we get there on March 8th.
Sure. The show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son of King Charlemagne. He's the next in line to be king, and he's looking for something fulfilling in his life. He's trying to find something that will make his life worth living. And so he tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading player is kind of manipulating the storyline and bringing him on his path towards fulfillment. And he's trying to lead up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
Well, I don't know. Like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and, you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin, you know.
Up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?